Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for a new day. And thank you for sufficient for this day, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for the scriptures we're going through, Lord. I just thank you, Father God, for understanding and motivation, Father God, for us on this highway of holiness. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Matthew 26 from verse 57 to 63. Those who arrested Jesus took him to Caiaphas, the chief priest, where the experts of Moses' teachings and leaders had gathered together. Peter followed at a distance until he came to the chief priest's courtyard. He went inside and sat with the guards to see how this would turn out. Chief priests and the whole council were searching for false testimony to use against Jesus in order to execute him, but they didn't find any. Although many came forward with false testimony. At last, two men came forward. They stated, "This man said, I can tear down God's temple and rebuild it in 3 days. The chief priest stood up and said to Jesus, "Don't you have any answer to what these men testify against you?" But Jesus was silent. The chief priest...
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, so what do we see here? Just perceive he was led like a lamb to the slaughter. So this is all recorded. This is all recorded in the annals of heaven that this needs to happen. It's been prophesied from the fall that he needs to come as a savior to die for all our sins and cover us. The blood of sheep or goats couldn't cleanse us from sin. So this is all what has been laid out for us. And truly, in the prophetic word, it declared, just like Jesus said in it there, this temple, this old covenant is going to be taken out. It's going to disappear because there's a better covenant coming in. And that covenant, the need for Jesus to come and pay the price. So when he died, we died so that we may live with him. That's a big thing. You know, we need to see the first part. He needed to die so we can die to the old, that the old can pass away. But then the other part is so important, because if you're not going to get busy with that, living for him, what's going to happen? You're going to pick up again the things of the old, and it's going to become a part of your attitudes, your beliefs, your actions. So it's so important. The first part, the die, needed to take place, and we need to see it was our death. Again, going to the prophetic word, on the second day, Hosea 6, verses 1 to 3, he says, "On the second day I will revive you. On the third day I'll raise you up." So there we can see the rebuilding of the temple is in Jesus. He is a cornerstone, built on the foundation of the prophets, and then he's the cornerstone. Then comes the prophets, built on the prophets, then the apostles, and then all of us have been built into it. And it all happened in 3 days. On the third day, Jesus rose from the dead and brought in a new and a better covenant, receiving all authority, making the Spirit available for us. And now, through the Spirit, Christ can dwell in our hearts. I think of that wonderful prayer in Ephesians 3, I think it's verse 14, where he says that all of us find our true name in the Father, and therefore we need to be strengthened by the Spirit in our inner man. Why? So Christ, the family name, we are co-heirs with Jesus, that his life can become our life, because his life becomes our life through our faith, so that we may grasp the length, the breadth, and the depth and the height of the love of God that surpasses understanding. So God has sent Jesus to deal with the old, to bring in the new, where we are now, we in fellowship with the Father and Son through the Holy Spirit. And then as we are seeing and hearing, we are experiencing the wonderful love that the Father and the Son has made available to us through the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's what it's all about, guys. So Jesus had to go through all this as a lamb to deal with our sins so we can come back to being the lambs, being the sheep of God. And so we finished with the goat business, making our own plans, being duck fowl. We are now there in Jesus, being led by the Spirit. That's what it's all about. And creation is waiting for the sons of God to be revealed. So it's about staying in tune. That's what it's all about. Be blessed, because you are blessed. And our wonderful God, our wonderful Savior, and by the power of the Holy Spirit and the wonderful, great, and precious promises, God is raising us up into newness of life. So stay in tune, stay running to God, and be blessed, because you are blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.